SOP number 64, brought to you by GoToMeeting.com.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome aboard to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I'm your freezing host, Dave Jackson. I'm in Ohio, and we went from spring to winter like that. Thanks for joining us. You know, it might help if I put some shoes on. I'm sitting here barefoot. That's the great thing about podcasting. You don't even know if I'm wearing pants, do you? To contact me, send me an email at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can call it in, 888-563-3228. On the show today, well, there's a new podcasting report out, and I'm going to talk about a way that you can interview your listeners for free. Yes, free is always good. So thank you very much for tuning in. Our show archives are at schoolofpodcasting.net, and if you'd like to know more about our hundreds of resources, are hours of tutorials to teach you how to podcast. Yeah. All that stuff is at schoolpodcasting.com. Thank you very much for tuning in. So there is a new report, and it is at, let me get you the URL here. This is going to be in the show notes again, schoolpodcasting.net. It's from an organization called the Pew Internet Project. So if you go to Pew, which I don't know, if it was just me marketing, I wouldn't name anything I was trying to have credit. Pew is something I say when something smells, but that's just me. Pew is P-E-W, internet.org. And if you go to pewinternet.org/PDFS/PIP_podcasting.pdf, that's why we have show notes, folks. It's saying that 12% of internet users have downloaded a podcast. Now, this report compares information. Why am I getting popping peas? I got my windscreen on. I got everything. This is a good tip. Do not get your podcast studio set up and then don't touch it. I took it down and did some remote stuff, and I'm just not happy with the way everything is. But there you go. Tip number one today. But what this report is saying is basically that they gathered information from February to April of 2006, and at that point, total internet users, only 7%, you know, were basically listening to a podcast. Now that is up to 12%. So that's, you know, not bad, the fact that they have at least downloaded a podcast. Now, this report goes on, and it breaks it down by men and women. You know, big surprise there. More men are into podcasting. Gosh, it's kind of a tech geeky thing. The highest age, most active, I guess you should say, 18 to 29. And let's see here. Some college or college graduates are a little more apt to listen. The household earnings, $30,000 to $49,000. And that's 14%. Followed by 73%. Followed by 75,000 or more. So apparently, is 30 to 49,000, is that middle income, I would guess? 75,000 or more high income. You know, and 14% had a broadband connection and 10% had a dial-up at home. Now, to me, this is where I start to scratch my head and say that adds up to 24%. Which is where you find out that the people they surveyed, not everybody were internet users. And the one thing I kind of go, you got to have the internet to get into a podcast. That is true. But Sona talks about how, you know, you don't need an iPod, but the numbers jumped from 20 to 26% of people having some sort of portable player. So, in a nutshell, you kind of look at it and go, okay, the bottom line is, and this is good, and this is nothing really earth-shattering, and that is the fact that podcasting is growing, which I realize is a total a-duh statement, but what I did was I crunched some numbers, and of course, you can always make numbers say anything you want, but basically, that was from 7% to 12%. That is a 1.25% increase per month. from I was taking it from April to August, and that means by the end of this month, December, that should be up to 17%. By the end of next year, that would be 47%. And if we want to wait till it's 100 or January, December of 2010 would be 77% people would have listened to a podcast. And December of 2011 would be 92%. And we would actually have 100% of people who would have at least listened to a podcast would be in August of 2012 based on this data. Now, again, the data is a little weird because, like I said, how can you have 10% on dial-up and 14% on broadband? Where's the other 76% of the people getting their internet access? So they were asking people that don't use the internet. And that's kind of a head-scratcher in my book. But I'll have a link out to this report in the show notes. It was kind of interesting and kind of a head-scratcher. But nonetheless, podcasting is, you know, it's still gaining speed. I know we haven't had any huge, you know, like when iTunes came on, everybody was like, woo, iTunes, and then Yahoo, and, you know, but it is slowly gaining more speed. I mean, MSNBC is now doing podcasts. More and more things are jumping into the podcasting pool. So, and especially now with Christmas coming, you know, that's just going to be even more iPods. It's amazing. The woman I'm dating, her children are teenagers, and they just refer to portable media players as iPods. I mean, they want an iPod, but when I talked about, you know, maybe looking into a Rio or something like that, and they were like, oh, well, I've never heard of that kind of iPod. So it's almost like a Kleenex kind of thing now, you know, where I have Puffs Kleenex. Well, Kleenex is a name brand. So iPod is slowly becoming the name brand of all portable media players. So I thought that was interesting. I'll have that out in the show notes. You can check that out. Hey, welcome to the hustle and bustle of the holiday season. Boy, wish you could cut out of work early. Well, here's the solution. Try GoToMeeting.com, right? Don't fly to headquarters for a half-day training session or waste 2 hours driving to a one-hour meeting. No, check this out. When you use GoToMeeting, you meet online. People log into your call, and they see your computer on their screen. Okay? Now, you can meet as many times as you want for as long as you want. And check this out. It's not on a per-call basis. No, no way. How expensive would that be? One flat rate. Check this out. Merry Christmas to you. You can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. So you're going to really know if you want to use this or not. You don't even need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, type in the promo code PODCAST. That's right, GoToMeeting.com and type in PODCAST. Try it today for free. Other thing I wanted to talk about was surveying your audience. Now, you can do this a couple ways. There are, I need to clear my throat, doggone it. Because I'm not editing today. I'm doing this live. And so I might put some background music behind this because I have the furnace keeps kicking on and off and that's making a lot of noise. But anyway, you can do surveys like through Kiptronic, which is a service you can use if you're using Libsyn. And they will help find you sponsorship, hopefully. And then there is PodTrack, which has been around for a couple years now, that you can put a survey in, but that's all very marketing related. You know, what's your age, what are you interested in buying? It's the questionnaire's really geared towards, you know, what kind of sponsorship deals can you get? What if you just want to know about, what if you want to ask your listeners, how long do you think the podcast should be? What if you want to ask your listeners, where do you listen to your podcast? Here's tip number two. I read this today and I thought, never thought of that. Because people sometimes say, well, how long should my podcast be? Or what's the longest podcast? And I've read this probably three times now, where I've read people that talk about listening to podcasts and they burn it to a CD and give it to somebody to listen to the car in the car. So maybe a husband will burn a podcast for his wife and put it and hand her the CD so she can listen to it in the car. Well, keep in mind that in that instance, you probably don't want to make your podcast longer than 74 minutes. Now, I know they make CDs that can hold up to 80 minutes of music, but just to play it safe, not all of them do, and you may want to think twice about making a podcast longer than 74 minutes because, in some cases, there are people that are burning that to a CD. So that could be a question you might want to ask your listeners. And there's a free service called SurveyMonkey, and I actually just used this this week. I did a thing. I have an email list that you can sign up out to at theschoolpodcasting.com. It's right there on the front page. And I'd put a thing on there that said, you know, kind of ask some questions. You know, do you plan on signing up at the School of Podcasting? You know, if you're not going to sign up, why didn't you? That was a really interesting question, and I got some really good responses from that. You know, have you read a book about podcasting? 60% had, 40% had not. How much time have you spent researching podcasting, learning how to podcast? 40% had spent months, 20% had spent weeks, 30% had spent hours, and 10% had spent minutes. So I'm trying to get into the head of people that are into podcasting, and then I'm going to gear my site towards that and my podcast to that in that aspect and things like that. So, Dave, enough with your yapping. What is this free service? Now, it's called SurveyMonkey. Hey, I didn't name it. So Survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y, Monkey, M-O-N-K-E-Y, .com. And now the other thing to keep in mind is surveys are, and you can do like multiple choice, you can do fill in the blank, things like that. And SurveyMonkey will let you do, I think it's unlimited number of surveys. However, you can only have 100 respondents. Now, at first it sounds like a limitation, but keep in mind that if you have a list, or if you have 100 subscribers, and you say, please go fill out the survey, a good response, I mean a phenomenal response rate, depending on who you talk to, is about 10%. That's phenomenal. So, if you have 100 people on your list and you get 10 people to fill out your survey, you're doing really good. That might be actually higher, because podcasting is such a one-on-one relationship, and I'm not sure you get that from a newsletter kind of scenario. But you can check that out. In fact, I'll make a survey like I just talked about, and we'll see what kind of feedback I get. So if you go to schoolpodcasting.com, go to this show, I think it was 64, is that right? Whatever I said at the beginning. And fill out my survey, and I'll do the results in next week's show. And hurry fast, because again, I can only have 100 respondents. Now you can have more, I think it's like $20 a month if you want to do a thing. And there are other services out there. SurveyMonkey obviously is not the only survey site, but it's free, and from what I've done, I rarely have 100 respondents, and it's working for me. So that is that. And last but not least, how are we doing on time here, Dave? We are at 12 minutes. You know what? That'll do it then for today. So that's it. Any questions, as always, send it to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. I'm looking for more last five and fives. I have some in the can, and I would probably play one today, but that would put us over 15 minutes. So I really do hope you guys are having fun out there, enjoying the holidays. I was out last weekend, and boy, was it just insane around here. But always looking for last five and fives. That is, what were the last five podcasts you listened to? And if you could explain that in 5 minutes or less, be sure to give the podcast name. And if you know the podcast URL, like their website, that would be great. So like one of the, you know, the Dead Science podcast, I think it's at deadscience.com. See, that's sad. I don't know. But it's a interesting podcast all about death. And I just found out about it. And I'll put a link to that out in the show notes. I'll find the, well, hold on. Just give me 2 seconds. Dead Science. It's deadscience.com. Yeah, there you go. So, just listen to that. It's different. I'm not sure I want to listen to a podcast about death, but it was kind of interesting. So check it out, deadscience.com. Now, if I did that to four other podcasts, I'd have a last five and five. So record those, send those in, or if you want to type them in, and I got to clear my throat again. I'm so sorry. I'm actually still kind of trying to get over a cold. Send those in, schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. Call them in, 888-563-3228. And until we meet again, class dismissed.